Catsless Radio, where love line gets clotheslined. Here's your host, Canada's own Wiggy.
Welcome back to Pantsless Radio, your favorite time filler boredom killer of the virus. I think that should be actually like the new slogan of the show.
That flowed so good.
I like it. All right, yeah, we are back. And I'm talking to an old friend, and it has been far too long since we've chatted, but I blame that entirely on him, because he had the nerve to go and retire. I mean, come on. Who retires in wrestling?
Oh, you never really retire, right?
Right? Welcome back, Lucky 13.
Hi.
Hi! Yeah, what was that all about? You're just like, I'm done.
You know what? It got to a point where I just wasn't having fun anymore, and like going to shows almost felt like a chore, as opposed to like it used to be. We used to go and have fun, and like I looked forward to going and wrestling, and I just kind of lost that drive. But you know, getting away from it for a while and now coming back kind of like, you know, relit that flame. And it's kind of weird now also, to in a sense that like I guess I'm considered like a veteran now.
And it only took one retirement.
Yeah, and wow. And you get like these kids in the locker room now, and they're like, "Dude, I fucking used to love watching you. I can't wait till we wrestle." And I'm like, oh, "I'm so fucking old." And then I watch them doing stuff, and I'm like, "I hope I never have to wrestle you. Like, you guys are doing so much.
It's like you're getting tired.
I can't keep
just
up with these kids
them.
Anymore."
I think a few people would disagree with that. You have like. Well, when you retired to do, like, that, I mean, that personally to me, that is the most respectable reason to stop. Because, I mean, if it's not fun, then I see absolutely no point in doing it.
Yeah, I was getting, like, I was just going, showing up to shows and just, like, going through the motions. Like, I wasn't going out there and, like, it's almost like now I'm going out there and I'm trying to, you know, trying to steal the show again, you know, and trying to make sure I put, whereas it was just kind of like going out there and collecting a paycheck, and I wasn't really, my heart wasn't in it. So
I was going to say, is it like your old buddy Orange Cassidy, you know, now you're actually trying. He might try.
I was just with him all last weekend when the quarantine started. I was at his house and we're like, oh shit, I might get stuck here, which like, I mean, now that he's got that AEW money, he's got a really fucking nice place, so it wouldn't have been that bad, but.
That you're like, uh-oh, quarantine. Guess I live
guess
here
I'm stuck,
now.
Guess I'm stuck in your luxury apartment with a gym inside and a lounge on the rooftop that oversees all of Philadelphia, and yeah, so right. So bad.
Like, oh man, we don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah.
I'm settling in. Yeah. Well, okay, as I just finished actually saying to you like 5 minutes ago, I try not to talk about wrestling because it's like boring as shit. But I do feel obligated to ask, so how come you did come back? Because, I mean, you were gone for a while, and that actually kind of really explains it, you know, why you didn't have like a, I guess, traditional kind of retirement. You just kind of stopped on your own and that was it. What brought you back? Like, what made you think that it might be fun again?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be fun again, but our mutual good friend Danny Havoc hit me up and was like, hey, we're doing a Nation of Intoxication reunion. I'd really like it for you to be there. Can you do this one off for me? And I was like, yeah, why not? I'll do it. And, you know, went and I had way, like I said, way more fun than I thought I was going to and had a blast. And then after it was over, like, G Raver got on the mic and he was like, I know you're retired, but there's no fucking way I'm letting you leave again before we wrestle one match head to head. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do one more. And then one turned into, you know, it's now what, a little over a year I've been back and pretty regularly getting booked again and stuff. So,
all right,
this virus thing really sucks because I feel like I was just starting to like get a lot of momentum behind me again with like the GCW Acid Cup shows, and I was going to do the CZW show, and then like right now I should have been getting off a plane from Houston and then getting back on a plane Wednesday to fly to Tampa and then fly back from Tampa to do Tremont shows for the weekend. And so It was like I felt like I was back in the wrestling lifestyle and getting my feet under me, and then, you know, life came and cut me down a little bit with this virus thing. But, you know, everybody's dealing with it, and it's a burden on everybody, not just me. So.
Oh yeah, things definitely suck hard right now. But I do need to back it up just a little bit. Just everybody out there who is super excited that Lucky's back, we now know. Okay, Raver is the one who really got, you know, kept him back. So address all of your thank you muffin baskets to G Raver. I think that's the least we could do.
Well, we didn't even get to do that match until like 6 months later too, because did he get hurt for the first time?
Oh God, like, yeah, he has had some like.
Yeah, he had a bunch of like misfortunes go on there in the past.
My God.
Yeah, and I think like we had to wait a little bit to even do it, but.
Oh jeez. Hey, maybe they. You know what? Maybe it was all really just a ploy to keep you around until that match. Maybe this is like all just a diabolical plot. Brandon, we're on to you, man. You know.
Yeah. It is probably good that like a bunch of us are getting like this little break for a while for the foreseeable future, because, you know, a lot of guys are just going out there and like, I know Blake Christian's had his ankle bothering him for forever. Like, even at the Acid Cup, he did those three matches and like he couldn't even walk after the show.
Oh,
and like, yeah, everybody, I hurt my shoulder, and you know, everyone's dinged up, and it's just gonna give us time to heal. So hopefully when we all get back together and everything, everyone will be 100%, and I'm sure everybody will be like, you know, wanting to get out of their house. So show
yes!
attention will probably be like popping off and stuff. And yeah, hopefully it's just like a big boom, wrestling boom, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, I can't imagine otherwise, but yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, you know, wrestlers, how do I put this delicately? You know, they may not always put their well-being, they may not prioritize it as well as they should.
No. Yeah. So like most of my friends would be like, because I hurt my shoulder Thursday night wrestling Shane Mercer, and then like I was at, like I said, Orange's apartment. He's like, dude, you can't wrestle tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, watch me. Like,
right?
I mean, I only wrestled for like a minute on the second night, but
still.
Yeah.
So okay, so what else have you been doing to fill your days besides hanging out in at Orange Cassidy's palatial estate?
A lot of hiking. I think we kind of talked about this before we started recording. A lot of hiking. Been trying to just stay busy, stay active, working out a lot. I got a bunch of equipment like in my apartment, so when you got nothing better to do, you end up working out like three times a day, you know.
Well, I've definitely noticed there's a bit of an extremist trend here. I see a lot of people are definitely going one way or the other with this. They're like, I have all this free time, and yes, they end up working out like three times a day. Or I have all this free time, and they end up living in pajamas and eating 17 times a day.
Will Ospreay just had a tweet that he put out, I think, this morning. I have my phone on me. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
I know Tony Deppen had a great one the other day. He said, so when this is all over, does my 600-pound life find me, or do I have to contact them?
Oh, here it is. He said, I reckon so many of us wrestlers are going to either come back to wrestling super jacked or super fat.
Yes.
I'm kind of in the middle right now. I could go either way. Like, I thought that was a good tweet.
Absolutely. And it definitely extends beyond wrestling. Like, this is such, like, just a crazy time. And, you know, actually, I'm going to kind of pick your brain a little bit. You're like, in real life, In your secret everyday identity, you're a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, and I'm still like working with clients remotely through like Zoom and stuff. So
what is? I mean, obviously, there's really no excuse. People have nothing else to do. There's no excuse to not be active. And I mean, it's a really great thing that we should all be doing during this time, because I mean, a million studies show, you know, activity is really good for your mental health. This is just being a killer on mental health right now. What is a simple, no special equipment required kind of exercise that any idiot out there can do at home to keep themselves at least a little bit active during...
Walk. Literally walk. Just get outside and move. Be active. Like, you don't necessarily have to be like lifting weights and throwing weights. Just... I mean, the tough part with this whole situation is, A, people need to have something that like motivates them or gives them a reason to like want to work out. Like, it's easy for us wrestlers because we're like, hey, we have 2 months off. Like, we want to come back fucking jacked as shit and you know, make sure people, you know that we take this seriously. Like, I think this is also going to separate a lot of the people who, you know, the wrestlers from the posers. You know what I mean? Like, you
oh,
know,
absolutely,
the guy,
yeah.
Like, if you follow Chris Dickinson on Twitter, like, him and Janella are in the gym every day. Like, Chris has a personal gym and they're in the gym every day and he's posting their workouts and like they're putting in the time. And then there's other guys, like you said, that aren't doing shit right now. They're just fucking sitting at home doing whatever. And not necessarily, like I said, that's going to, not everybody's going to fall into those two categories. It will be like outliers, obviously, because like some people have, you know, unfortunate situations where they may not be able to have access to like gyms and stuff like that. But the first thing you got to find is like a motivation on like why you want to do it. Like it's very easy to fall into the trap of, boredom. A lot like boredom eating is a big problem. Or like at night too, like drinking at night. Like I know a ton of my friends are just like doing these like happy hours on Zoom with their friends from work and stuff, and they're just like, you know, they're having fun and they're passing the time. But it's like a trap that I also don't want to fall into because, like I said, I have the motivation to get back to wrestling and to be in better shape than I was 2 months ago. Where you know some people don't have necessarily a reason to do that, but.
Yeah.
Like with my clients too, I find out that like some of the best client like transformations that I've ever done are people like recently like out of divorce or like broke up with a girlfriend because they're like, oh man, I want to go out there and get in the best shape and then just like, you know, bang all sorts of people.
which
is great because that's that motivation and it gives them a reason to like stay, on task and stay compliant and stick to their diets and stuff. But yeah, you need to find that one motivation. Like it could be anything like, hey, I want to, you know, make sure I'm around to see my kids grow up even. It doesn't, you know, necessarily have to be. Yeah. But, you know, most people, they have that one, like the alcoholic has that moment of clarity where he's like, hey, you know, I gotta quit drinking. This isn't working for my lifestyle. They have that moment of clarity where they're like, hey, I need to do something to, you know, change my life. And yeah, so you need something to get the spark going first. And once you find that, it's really easy, actually.
It is. And I mean, as someone who has, you know, kind of had that moment, you know, and made some changes, it's, yeah, like, everything you're saying is, like, absolutely speaking.
Yeah, so you know exactly what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure. And, I mean, like, it's so tough. Like, it's so tough right now. It's so easy to make excuses. It's so easy to make excuses for everything right now. Like there's no reason why I shouldn't stay up all night. And there's no reason why I shouldn't sleep until 6 p.m. And there's no reason why I shouldn't eat that type of ice cream. You know, like, everything. This is just such a hard, awkward time in so many levels.
It's also something no one's ever dealt with before. Like no one exactly knows how to handle this. It's like and there's so much uncertainty too. Like we have no idea how long this is gonna last. Like
yeah, absolutely. Like this is the start of my third week home, and like we were talking about before we started, you know, I have said a million times when I'm sitting at work and I'm bored and I'm just having a shitty day, I'm like, man, how great it would be to just be home and not have to do anything. And now that I am, it's like, shit, man. It's like collectively the world, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you know, they announced that they were closing all non-essential businesses in New Jersey and stuff. And like the gym I work at, we're like, ah, we'll be back in like 2 weeks or whatever. And that was on March 15th.
Well, there you go.
So now, yesterday. Yeah, now it's been two. So we were just expecting, you know, be out of work for like a week or two, whatever, we'll get by. And now it's been that 2 weeks and it just got extended to the end of the month. And even at the end of the month, I don't see us necessarily going back to work right away. Like in my mind, I see it more because people are still, not necessarily abiding by the quarantine rules. Like you still see the governor, Governor Wolf or Governor Murphy, I forget either. I live in Pennsylvania, I work in New Jersey, but one of the governors posted a thing yesterday and he's like, guys, please stop having corona parties. You're not supposed to be gathering.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Oh my god!
Like, I'm gonna start sending the cops to your house and finding you. Like this, like it almost seems like they're gonna have to really get tough with everyone first.
Yeah.
And then I don't see that even happening for, you know, another couple weeks. And once that happens, you know, then they can apply like a mandatory like 30-day lockdown, and then maybe we can go back to normal. But even then, like, it's gonna be June.
Oh yeah, like it's crazy. And I mean, you know, we certainly, as I've stated, you know, every show, you know, we're certainly not trying to make light of anything, because this is a very serious, this is like a serious time in history, quite frankly. And but I think there is one topic that we do need to touch on. So I hope you don't mind me getting a little serious for a moment here. How are you handling the end of the NHL season? I know. Dude,
my
I know
season was
like
over in April. I'm a Devils fan.
So this is actually, you're kind of like, thanks, virus.
Yeah, delete this season, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I know you're a sports guy. I'm a huge sports fan. And yeah, like, this actually kind of leads you to another question. Like, it is so bizarre for me to, like, that's probably the worst part for me, which, I mean, it sounds probably really shitty and shallow, but just the fact that I'm home and there is no sports on, that is like the weirdest thing by far to me. And yeah, what I was going to ask is like, everybody I think has had their own kind of singular oh shit moment where they realized that just how bad things were. And for me, my initial one was when I heard that the NBA had canceled their season. So, like, that was just mind-blowing to me. And then, of course, all the other sports followed the next day. But what was your oh-shit moment?
Well, hey, it sucks for me, because I was really big into, like, I'm a huge gambler, first of all. Like, I love sports gambling.
Yeah.
So, there's literally nothing to bet on right now except Nicaraguan soccer, Belarus soccer.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, I have a tab up on my computer at all time for DraftKings, and it's like, and it's so sad to me because I look at it and I'm like, there's nothing to bet on, but I can't bring myself to close that tab because I need to believe that there will be a time again soon when I can bet on fantasy sports.
Yeah, it's at least like XFL or like NHL or like NFL. I kind of have an idea.
Anything. I play PGA fantasy golf every week.
Oh, yeah, I love betting on golf and NASCAR. I don't even watch NASCAR, but no, because the odds are so good. Like, you could take $50 and bet on like five different drivers and get like, you know, three of them at like such good odds that if they do win, it's like well worth the bet. But and PGA is kind of the same way. But like, yeah, like XFL and NFL and NHL, at least like I feel like I know what I'm betting on. Like, I kind of know how the game should flow or whatever. Whereas like Nicaraguan soccer, like, I have no idea. Like, I'm just taking a shot in the dark here.
Not only do you not know the players, like, I don't know the teams, I don't know the cities they play in. But it's like,
no, yeah, like, what was it? The other day, Real Estella versus Deporto Octavelli was the game, and they were streaming it on the Sugar House, Pennsylvania Casino was streaming the game, so you could watch it as you bet on it. It was the worst soccer game I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was like if me and you decided to go out and pick teams from a park and play. They might have done that. Like,
maybe.
I'm just like, what am I doing? But like my oh shit moment, I don't think I really had that. Like, I'm very easygoing as a person and kind of just, you know, hey, shit happens and roll with the punches and try to, you know, try to be positive about everything. But yesterday I found out that one of my clients actually tested positive for COVID-19.
That's a legit oh,
and
shit.
She's a single mom with like three kids, and she's got to quarantine herself up in her bedroom now, and she can't see her kids, and she doesn't like want her parents to like come over and help, because what if like her kids have the symptoms and aren't showing any symptoms rather and have it and are gonna pass on to her parents, so like she can't have them come over and like help, and you know she feels helpless, and you know I feel helpless because I'd love to go and like help out, but at the same point, I can't risk putting myself in danger. Because I'm in the same boat as them. You know, what if I something happens to me, and then I go and, you know, my parents are 65 years old. You know, I can't really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a shitty situation, but, yeah, hopefully she gets better, and I don't know what the fuck she's gonna do. It's kind of scary.
It really is. You know, like it's, you know, when you hear about, I mean, you read stories about it, and you know all the statistics and everything like that. But then when you start kind of thinking about, like, do a deep dive of it, and you realize just this, it literally affects every single aspect of your life. And that's kind of terrifying, you know, and it's awful. And there's really no words to sum up how awful it is, you know. And I mean, that's why I kind of feel like, you know, I need to do, with as many people who are willing to talk to me, you know, just random bullshit silliness like this, just kind of to keep from thinking about all the horrible things that are going on.
I was
going
to say, it's good to do like stuff like this too, because even though we're talking about it, it's it's good just to have the human interaction, you know.
Yes.
And kind of, you know, we can talk about other shit and like get our minds off everything that, you know, is going on. And yeah. So oh, yeah, there's that.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, not to bum you out too, but the first thing that I was thinking about when after I hit you up is like, oh my God, Lucky must be going through such serious softball withdrawal.
Season didn't start yet. I actually already played once before, like a weekend before. Was it the weekend? Yeah, it was 2 weeks before the quarantine went down. I had already played. It was a bad idea. It was cold out. We played down at the beach. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, not
but yet. Even that, I don't even know how much I'm going to play this year. Like, even let's just say, you know, today the quarantine ended, just because I was starting to wrestle so much more again that I think softball was going to kind of have to take a back seat. But oh well.
Not a horrible position to be. Let's see, should I do something I love, that I really love, or something I really love and get paid for? You know, like I think it's kind of a win-win for you there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. Can't complain. So okay, so we have been taking recommendations, because, you know, it's everybody's bored out of their mind right now. They have way too much free time on their hands. So I'd like to get some personal Lucky 13 recommendations of a few different entertainment genres, and what you would suggest. Is that cool?
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be much help though. Like, I honestly, I hardly like watch TV and stuff. So like, even now that I haven't had the TV on like all morning here yet, I did watch Tiger King though.
Well, okay, you know what? You were the first person that I have talked to who has mentioned Tiger King.
What? So I feel like everybody and their mom has watched that by now.
I haven't. I have no intention. So, well, give...
How do you have no intention?
Again, I'm not a big TV person. I watch sports. So, I live in a bubble. I live under a rock in an igloo in Canada. That's my only explanation. I don't even know if I get a channel or a service that Tiger King is on. So,
you don't get Netflix?
I don't have Netflix, no.
What the fuck? How do you watch TV? Do you regular cable?
I have regular cable.
I didn't even know that was a thing anymore. Maybe, just in Canada.
Like, I feel like I've just set back the Canadian stereotype like 30 years. Speaking of which, I knew you would appreciate this. They've, you know, obviously the big thing is, you know, when you're around people, stay 6 feet away. And they've been actually saying this on the news. It's the length of a hockey stick.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. I saw somebody posted that, and they're like, oh, Canada. And it was the whatever you have. It's the CDC here, whatever you have. And yeah, it said, stay a hockey stick length away from people. First of all, my hockey stick was never 6 foot. All right. Like, I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6", and I cut it at my shoulder. So,
well, okay. So then, we need to clarify. It should be a Canadian hockey stick, because we'll consider you the definition of American hockey stick. So,
well, I'm 5 foot. I'm probably like 5'9" on my skates. So,
So we're looking at around, you know, like 5'7".
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's 5 inches. I was going to say 5 inches doesn't matter, but this is pantsless radio, and I just could not bring myself
to that. Wow.
Oh, yes. All right, there we go. But yeah, so I love that. It's like, so I'm like, you got to know in like some small town somewhere, there's going to be just a bunch of like hicks walking around with hockey sticks and be like, no, you're too close. You're too close, Gordy. Back up.
Wait, so you don't watch Letterkenny at all?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Now I'm going to interview you.
Okay. Awesome. Great. I like it. It is very accurate. It is very accurate to a small town. I don't have a ton of experience in small towns. I'm from Toronto. You know, I've never really, I've visited places, I've stayed in small towns, but yeah, it is, from what I've gathered, it is extremely accurate.
My, two of my softball friends, the one got, the other guy, those, you know, the celebrities do like the, hey, happy birthday. He got the two hockey dudes from there that play on the hockey team to do a happy birthday for his buddy. And they did the whole, their whole shtick and everything. And like,
oh my God, that would be,
yeah,
amazing.
I was like, oh, that's so fucking awesome.
That is amazing. Oh my God. That's right. Yeah. They are my favorites.
Yeah.
They are my favorites. Oh my God. Like, oh God. Yeah. They're my favorites. Now I'm like, I don't watch nearly enough Canadian TV. Although I did.
I was gonna say I don't think I've ever been to like the country in Canada, too, but then I thought about it and it popped in my head because Roch posted yesterday or 2 days ago. It was a match that I had in Valleyfield, in Quebec.
Wow. Oh
yeah,
wow.
Remember Fred Lamarvel's Federation?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, is that where Kurt Lauder lived, where he, you know, buried that girl that he killed.
Yeah.
So it's got to be pretty,
it's a little secluded. So it's
pretty barren. Yeah,
there's a lot of empty space in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, an awful lot of empty space in Canada. I actually, the other day, though, this has totally been the highlight of my, pandemic. So far, I had the quintessential Canadian experience, and I understand you will probably have no idea what I'm talking about, and neither will most people listening. Ask me if I give a shit. Pokeroo, beloved Canadian icon, is on Twitter again, and I tweeted to him that I love him, and he tweeted back, Pokeroo, with a bunch of hearts. So, Pokeroo, if you're listening...
Who the fuck is Pokeroo?
He is, as I said, beloved Canadian icon. He's okay. He's from a kids show that used to
be. I feel like
on.
John Scott is a beloved Canadian icon, not Pokeroo.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a giant kangaroo sort of person, who appears to be wearing a yellow polka dotted dress, but he is a dude, very manly to wear a dress, and he's like about 7 feet tall. He comes from the land of Roo, and the running joke on the kids show was, there was a male host and a female host, and the male host would always go do something, and that's when Pokeroo would show up. And, of course, when Pokeroo left, that's when the male host would come back and be like, oh, no, I missed him again. So it's actually become, like, kind of a word. It's and almost like a verb. Like, if, you know, when you don't see two people together, it's like, it's a Pokeroo. Kind of like that.
I'm going to start using that, and I actually just looked them up on Twitter as we're talking, so I see exactly what you're talking. He looks frightening.
Well, like, I mean,
I do not want my kids around there. my proverbial kids. I don't have
your
any,
proverbial but. Kids. Yeah, that seems to be the consensus among non-Canadians. Canadians, it doesn't occur to us to not love him and think he's awesome. And every American I have showed him to has been, that is the thing of nightmares.
Yeah, I don't, but like, I'm going to start using Pokeroo, though, as definitely a word in my vocabulary.
There you go.
And no one's going to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's
it's going to
awesome.
Be great. I like having my own inside jokes that I can laugh at because I'm weird like that.
Nobody else knows.
Yeah, yes. Fuck you guys.
But there you go. Pokeroo. So when it's somebody that like you've talked about a lot and everyone's like, well, I've never met this guy or I've never seen this guy, that's Pokeroo. There you go. I'm glad Pokeroo and I have enriched your life. I like that. Okay,
we're actually supposed to go up to Montreal first weekend in May. We were going up there for a weekend, and I don't think that's happening anymore. I should probably cancel my reservation.
Yeah, I actually had a trip to Philadelphia coming up. Yeah, and I just canceled that yesterday. Even if it's like close.
October, I'm going to Toronto, though.
Are you?
Yeah. I was just talking. I was talking to what's his name? The fuck's his wrestling name? Matthew Vincent. What is his wrestling name?
I have no idea.
Guess you do.
Well, I probably knew his wrestling name, but I didn't know his real name.
Fucking, he does the King gimmick.
What is his name?
Why am I drawing a blank? I'm picturing his face.
I don't know, but I feel really old right now for not being able to think. So you're going to be wrestling up here?
No, I'm going up for
What's that wrestler guy? You coming up to wrestle though?
Not coming up for. No, I saw him and it came up and he was like, "Oh, we should hang out when we go to Toronto." But I was gonna say I'll be up there. We can hang out. I'm going up for a fitness symposium.
Oh wow! My nephew is actually a personal trainer and he goes to those up here. So wow.
Mason Carter.
Yes. Duh.
Yeah. Fuck.
He just totally outed him. He's probably not listening. And if he is, sorry.
Sorry, I only know you by your real name, bro.
Right? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
So I'm gonna be up there in October. So the plan is, hang out with him a little bit, maybe get in a workout. So maybe we can meet up for a drink or something.
Absolutely. Ooh. Playoff hockey. Or not playoff hockey, preseason
hockey. Oh, yeah, that'll be going on.
Preseason hockey. Hey, I don't want to have to trash talk your Devils. Not like I really can, because it's not like my Leafs are, terribly better.
We could go see a fucking Marlies game and watch better hockey.
Oh, dude, shots fired. Come on, man. Come on. I thought you were better than that. Although, I've been to a couple Marlies games, and they're really fun, and they give away tickets for free all the time.
I just went to a couple weeks ago to a Lehigh Valley Phantoms game.
Oh, nice.
And they played, who the fuck they play? The Rangers minor league squad. Who is that? Not Hartford. Binghamton.
Binghamton.
Is it Binghamton or is it Hartford now? I forget. But they played them. But that was actually a really good game, and that's like a really cool like stadium they play at over at the PPL Center. It's good hockey too. Funny going back to Orange Cassidy. So I'm leaving the arena, and I'm with my parents, and we got the tickets because a kid that I used to play travel with is now an AHL ref.
Oh wow!
And yeah, he was actually reffing the game, and my dad happened to run into him a couple weeks before that, and they were talking. He was saying, "Hey, I'm doing a game over in Allentown." He was like, "Get me tickets, we'll go." So I went out with my parents to a hockey game, and I never hang out with my parents, so that was odd. But we went to the hockey game together to see, Judson referee the game and shit. And then I'm walking out of the arena, and I hear someone go, "Hey, Kevin!" And I turn around, and it's one of my student officer or whatever the fuck it is when I was in high school. Where they have the president and fucking vice president and whatever, treasurer and all that. Yeah, so, Orange Cassidy was also one of them. And she was the teacher that was the head of all of us. And she was like, "Oh, my God, I haven't seen you since, high school." And I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And we were talking. And she was "How's Orange doing?" And I'm like, "He's good." This was literally, the conversation started. And she's like, "Kevin, oh, my God, how are you?" And I'm like, "I'm good. How are you?" She's like, "I haven't seen you. How's Jim?" And I'm like, "Jim's good." And she's like, I watch him on TV all the time, and I DVDR AEW just to watch him, and I just watch him." And she literally just talked about him for 10 minutes and didn't have any questions for me. And I'm like, "All right, well, good talking to you about Jim. See you later."
Oh, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's really neat to think about, what it must be like for, people who, and teachers and stuff, see, stumbling around and, "Wait a minute, that kind of looks like, holy shit,"
Well, we know all the girls that used to, not give them the time of day during class in, high school and stuff are all now, Can someone get me Jim's number? Blah blah blah. Yeah.
Hitting him up on Facebook.
Like, no. All the girls that wouldn't give him the time of day now want to, hang out with Orange Cassidy now that he's a fucking celebrity, and he's the same way. He's like, no, I want nothing to do with you now.
I want to think
if you weren't ride or die with me before, don't expect to get on the team now. Like,
right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Oh my god. Okay, wait. So way back when I was going to ask you for a couple of recommendations. And I still am, even though we've determined that Tiger King! That's what it was! I knew that. Okay, so I assume you would recommend Tiger King to anybody?
I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like a car crash that you can't take your eyes away from. Like, that's the best way I could describe it. Like, I wouldn't, it's just, everybody in the movie is just so weird and, I didn't think people like that, I wouldn't think one person like that existed, never mind a whole...
like
subculture of people, because like, everybody that owns like the tiger sanctuaries, they're all just fucking nuts. And like I know sometimes in wrestling, like you have people that, you know, normal people, and then you have some people you meet, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with that dude? Like,
yeah,
yeah, like, yeah, that was fucking weird. Like, that's how like all the people in this documentary are. You're all just like, how do these people get through life? And how are they all way richer than I am? Like,
right? Those are the questions that really keep me up at night. when you stumble across somebody who is just the absolute, like, dipshittiest dipshit to ever dipshit, you're like, how are they rich?
I deal with people like that at the gym all the time, because, like, where I train, it's a very, like, affluent area.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And some of the people, like, that I, you know, have gotten to know there and know what they do and know, like, you know, I see what kind of cars they drive and the houses they live in and stuff. I'm just like, how did you get so far ahead in life than I am, like me? Like, I can't, like, the conversations we have, I just leave, I feel like dumber after I leave them. Like,
it's like, I feel like it would take you at least 3 chances to get your shoes on the right feet in the morning. And yeah, you're worth, and you're worth like
what
$10 million.
Job is and stuff. And I'm like, there's no way you can do that. Like, there's no.
That is definitely the worst. Oh my god, and depressing. It's just like, what the
right.
Anyway, okay, well, there we go. There's one recommendation. How about recommend...
I would just like smoke weed all day and like play guitar and video games. There you go.
Okay, recommend...
but don't share your joints, right?
No
everybody should have individual joints.
Yes.
And stay 6 feet apart in the circle.
Yes. Yeah. No sharing drinks. Nothing.
Or maybe
no.
just zoom your smoking buddies, and
there
then
you've
got to sit there. Yeah, a little.
It really is kind of scary to think about what would it be like with all of this if it was like 25 years ago. Which really isn't, like, I mean, 25 years ago was only the mid 90s. That's not really, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but. Like, everything that we have now that we didn't have then, like, I can't even imagine what I would be doing every day. I mean, I'd probably be reading and bettering myself as a person. And, I mean...
But now that I have technology, fuck that.
Now that I have technology, you know, I'm making dick jokes with wrestlers on a shitty podcast. I mean, so I think we know clearly which era is the best. But yeah, like, that's so bizarre to me. Like, I mean, what would we do if we didn't have things, you know, like video calling now? And
I don't know, like, even my gym, we're doing classes twice a day through Zoom, where people are coming into the classes and taking virtual classes in their home, and we have an instructor leading them, and then they're able to like make donations and stuff to the instructor. So we have like ways to still generate revenue for the gym and for the trainers while we're closed.
Yeah,
like,
which is awesome.
You'd be absolutely fucked if it was 25 years. Like, I don't know how, you know, because even like a lot of gyms are going to end up closing, and small businesses aren't going to be able to make it through this whole thing. So being able to have some sort of revenue stream come in is going to at least, you know, help out a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is literally one of those times where it's every little bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just ugh. Okay. Yes. So recommend us a video game. To play while you're sitting around with your smoking buddies, but not in the same
way. Well, see, this is another one on why I'm not a good dad. Because I literally play nothing but, like, Madden and NHL, and that's it. Like, like everybody else would be like, oh, like, Fortnite, and I don't even know what else is out there now. Call of Duty and blah, like, I don't play. I don't have the attention span enough to sit there and, like, stare at a screen and, like, That's why, like, Madden's really good for me, because I can play for 10 seconds and then not pay attention for, like, 40. So I can sit there and, like, text and, like, grab a drink, or and then the next play, you know what I mean? Because I have a very, like, ADD. Well, that's probably what I have.
It's a lot like ADD.
Yeah.
I
but even then, I don't really play a ton of video games as it is. I might fire up the Xbox, like, you know, once a week, if that.
Yeah. I still have a Genesis hooked up. I am, like, as old school as, just about as old school as video, as gamers get.
And my brother still has a Genesis, too.
Oh.
NBA Jam still holds up.
I have NHL 93 and NHL 95.
I want to say 94 was the one where you could score every time if you used the pass button instead of shoot to shoot into the net.
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think they took it out in 95.
Oh my god, I love playing it because it's, you know, like the Quebec Nordiques are in it. And the Hartford Whalers
With Joe Sakic?
Yes.
Who was the Nordiques goalie? It wasn't Jocelyn Thibault, was it? No.
It might have been later than that. Hextall.
Oh yeah, Hextall for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Hextall and Forsberg was there for a little bit before he went to
There is a game, I'm not sure if it's one I have or not. But there is a game where he's he plays, or at least I've heard.
Right, he was in the Lindros trade, wasn't
yeah.
he?
So I think there is one game, or this could be like a gamer urban myth, where you could play Lindros for the Nordiques and Forsberg for Philadelphia.
Wow! Yeah.
I mean, how cool would that be? I mean, yeah. Not like it makes a difference. 93,
you would have 93, you'd have Terreri in net for the Devils.
Wow. Oh my god, the era before Marty.
That was Brodeur, because I think that might have been Brodeur's rookie year, and Brodeur was a backup for a year or two. Oh, or Brodeur might have, yeah, because 94 was the year they knocked the Rangers knocked the Devils out of the playoffs on that Stefan Matteau fucking wraparound that Mateau, yeah, that is burned in every fucking Devils fan memory. And that was like Brodeur's like first year as a full-time starter.
Okay, I see that, and I raise you Gretzky high-sticking Gilmore and not getting a penalty in game six of the Campbell Conference Finals in 93, preventing us from meeting Montreal for the cup. Yeah, laugh it up. It's amazing the things that you hold on to.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have a friend, like an America friend, and he was like, is this really as big a deal as, like, they make it out to be? And I'm like, dude, if you walk down the street and pulled any random person aside, I would say probably 7 out of 10 people would know and still be angry. It's like, it's legit. Like, you don't mention that up here. It's not a good way to be safe. You'll have a lot of very politely angry Canadians glaring at you and then apologizing.
To bring everything like full circle and stuff, like Brodeur obviously was like my favorite Devil player for however the fuck long he played for. And, then the gym I go to, Chris Terreri's the goal. I'm pretty sure he's still the goalie coach for the Devils now, but he got that job not long after. It might have been like Brodeur's last year he got the job, but they actually moved when he got that job. They moved into the town where my gym is. So him, his wife, and his daughter all went to our gym, and I actually trained his daughter for lacrosse. it's kind of like when my boss like introduced me to him, and he's like, hey, what's his daughter's name? Celia, something like that. Hey, this is whatever, and this is his dad, Chris. And I'm like, I know who that is. Like, but I'm trying not to seem like starstruck. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, holy shit, Chris Terreri. Right? What the fuck? Yeah.
You're just absolutely losing your shit on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it took everything in me, like, while I was training his daughter, not to be like, you know how fucking awesome your dad is? Like,
I'd be like, so what's your dad like? Does he watch all the games? Does he have trophies up and pictures up? Oh, that's amazing. That is so amazing. Finally, this is, like, very exciting for me because, like, this is always really weird to me. I have, 10 years of interviewing wrestlers, I have come to realize there's really a very, very small percentage of you guys who are into sports.
Which, yeah, fucking like, weirdos. They probably watch wrestling in their free time.
Dorks. Right? Like, what the hell is wrong with these people? Yeah, so it's actually very cool to have somebody who can commiserate the pain of the world right now.
Yeah, and then where I live, all my clients are like fucking Ranger fans. So it's it's worse for me. So I'm dealing with Ranger fans all the time, and obviously, like, for people that don't know, Rangers and Devils are like arch rivals right across the river from each other. But I had a bet with one of my clients, going back to the Devils being super shitty this year at the start of the year, because like after the year the Devils had last year, like going into this year, like preseason, you're pretty like optimistic and so I made a bet with one of my clients. That the loser had to do 1,000 squats of whoever finished the NHL with a better regular season record. So I hope this virus lasts for at least the rest of the season.
So you're okay with it.
Because there's no way we're catching the fucking Rangers.
You're gonna be like, you know, calling up Gary and be like, listen, dude, I could really use a favor here. Oh my god, that is amazing. Yeah, I definitely understand what it was like this season to go in with very high hopes and walk away with abject disappointment. And I mean, I'm a Leafs. I am a lifelong, born and bred Leafs fan. Like, abject disappointment runs through my veins. But this year hurt. Like, there is just no reason that we should have been as bad as we were. And so, you know, yeah, like, this is, I kind of wouldn't mind a do-over. I'm definitely okay. Like, if we could just call a mulligan on this, but yeah, it's the ugliness started here before the virus.
Did you, funny that we were just actually fucking talking about this, did you see, what was it on, Sportsnet or something? They actually had Doug Gilmour. He said it was the first time ever he watched the game from Game 6 against the Kings, and they got his reaction from it.
I know it was on, and I missed it. Which is like, how could I miss it? Like, I'm doing nothing. I'm still managing.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it yet, but like, it for whatever reason, just completely, like, yeah, my memory, or kicked into my memory that was a thing. I'm like, shit, I should go back and watch that now. That, yeah, she brought it up. Like,
yeah, I'm going to have to look. Sportsnet on demand. That's, I could definitely, I'm sure I could find that, but oh my god, yeah, that would be. I don't know if I could handle watching that. Like the rage that just talking about that inspires in me is both hilarious and super sad. But it's just, I mean, that is the closest in my lifetime we have come. And
well, I'm sure there's every sports fan base has like a moment like that where that happened.
Yeah. Well,
Was it the Blues? Was it? No.
Well, I mean, obvious ones, you know, the Cubs and the Red Sox, and look where they are now. So, I mean, that's kind of what Leafs fans cling to.
Who was Brett Hull playing for when he scored that goal to go on to the Stanley Cup when he was in the crease?
That was the Blues against Dallas, or was, yeah, was it he Dallas playing?
Was
he,
that's what I mean. Was he playing for the Blues or Dallas? He played for both of them. He was on one of those. Yeah,
there was one of them because I saw. I watched. I wonder how many people are actually still listening at this point.
Oh, nobody. Yeah, nobody.
But that's okay. We're talking hockey. All right, Panthers Radio, your new favorite hockey podcast.
Just put this. Yeah, just put this as a hockey podcast.
As a hockey podcast. It's great. It's like the Canadian listens are going to go through the roof. When the Blues. It was during the All-Star game, and they brought out. They had like all the Blues the guests. Spots during like the All-Star festivities and stuff, and they were talking about that goal. So I think it might have been the Blues against Dallas, because they seem to find it hilarious. I mean, it's only funny if he's on your team. So I think it might have been the Blues versus Dallas. But yeah, it was yeah, that was pretty bad.
You could think about Bill Buckner for the Red Sox. That was like a moment, or
big one.
What was it when Terrell Owens caught that pass in the end zone and they called it a non-catch against Green Bay for every team has one moment that just sticks out in their head.
For sure. I mean, how about the Rams and the Saints?
Oh my God! Yeah, on PI.
I mean, and that's fresh. That's super fresh. Like that wound is still bleeding. Wow. Yeah. Now we're just a full-on sports podcast. I like it.
You said you wanted to, you like sports, so let's.
This is. I'm so happy right now. I can't. Like, yay, sports is alive again for a few minutes. It's so bad. Like, they're airing old hockey games here now and old baseball games, and I'm like, I don't care. I'll watch it. The other night, I watched curling from 2018.
Dude, when they had the Winter Olympics on, curling was probably what I watched the most of, actually. And I don't even know if I found it interesting. It might just be one of those things, like, again, with my ADD, where it's, like, so slow. Like, I can do other things and, like, still pay attention to it, you know?
Dude, curling in October?
Is that a thing? Do you have, like, curling rinks up there? I don't even know how that happens.
I have been curling.
Really?
I have been curling. A few times, actually. There is a curling rink, like, about 10 minutes from my house.
Let's go curling. I'm sure some of my co-workers want to go curling, too.
Absolutely.
We'll make my boss pay for it.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. Like a team-building exercise.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And we'll film it. Oh, yeah.
I think they had that show in Buffalo that Andy from Every Time I Die put on. And Deppin was posting things on his Twitter that he was trying curling, and he didn't look very good at it.
It's surprisingly hard. I mean, for one, the rocks are 45 pounds. So, yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's hilarious for people who have no idea what they're doing, but, yeah, it's not.
Well, I think, like, I'd like to get into curling because it seems like definitely a sport where you could sit there and, like, drink beer and do, like, softball. Like, that's what's good about softball.
Yes. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, but you throw your stone, you're like, all right, I guess I'll go back and drink now. Like,
yeah, there you go. It's like you throw two stones at the end, and then, you know, yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things, too. You get better when you're drunk, you know?
Could be. Yeah. I mean, a broom and a 45-pound rock in a drunk person's hand. I can't see any way that could go poorly.
Hey, to be fair, like, when I get really drunk, I do just clean the house a lot. Like,
there you go. You're practically already a curler.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh my God. This has been like the most fun.
Yeah, I'm such a good podcast guest.
You really are. You have like we have a plethora of things to talk about.
I was saying to you before, I feel thankful to be doing some podcasts with you, because I did some other ones recently where I just like was ripping my hair out, being like, oh my God, when is this going to end? This is the worst interview ever. And I've done like interviews with you before to where I knew this was going to go well anyway. So,
I mean, how many interviews do you do that are that may in fact end with us curling, with you and the host curling?
Zero. This will be a first.
There you go. See, this is Pantsus Radio, sports podcast. You know, we encourage experimentation, such as curling for the first time. I'm all about it.
Oh, PayPal notification.
Ooh.
Just got paid for the acid cup.
Well, that's actually another reason why I kind of wanted to see, you know, get the podcast going again, because I mean, you know.
Yo, $617.
Wow!
Give me no fan shows every fucking weekend if that's the fucking payday.
Yeah, really.
No more fans. It's no more fans.
Never work in front of a person again. That's fantastic. Yeah, no, like, you guys, in the wrestling, I realize, yeah, there's people having issues in a lot of, but, the only one that I really have any sort of remote reach to is the wrestling community. So, you guys, a lot of guys are missing out on stuff, and a lot of guys, this is their only job. And, I want to offer the opportunity to kind of get your stuff out there, get your merch out there, anything you'd like to promote that, help
my
you get
upcoming dates.
All right, well, you're penciled in for curling in October. Yeah. beyond that, I don't know.
Well, I know my Houston show got pushed back to last weekend in September, so if you're in Houston listening to that.
In Houston.
I'll be in Houston the last weekend in September, hopefully.
Yeah.
No, I got Eric Stevens recommended me a graphic designer, because I'm the, like, fucking least creative person there is in the world. And I do want to, like, make shirts and get some, like, shit merch put out there, because I've never had, like, merch. Any kind of, like, Nation Intoxication merch was strictly made by, like, CZW. Mm-hmm. I did have those shirts that it was, like, the design that, like, Grant made for me that he drew up. Like, I kind of look, like, alien-ish holding, like, the...
Oh, the Alpha Predator.
Yeah, the Alpha Predator one.
That was
made.
Cool.
But that was, like, a one-time print thing, and I don't even have one of those anymore. So I haven't had merch in, like, 5 years, but, you know, now's the time to try and sling it and stuff. And I got good connections with the guys over at LVAC. They actually run orangecasty.com. And do all of his merch that's not pro wrestling tees. So, yeah, if you do want to get an Orange Cassidy t-shirt, make sure you go to orangecasty.com and not prowrestlingtees.com. Because, a large majority of that goes to, a small business as opposed to the big business that Pro Wrestling Tees is. And Jim gets a lot more of a cut of that. So,
How did Orange Cassidy manage to get so much promotion in this episode?
Hey, I like to look out for my friends, you know?
Yes. That is very commendable.
New Jersey Hardcore, it's a Instagram account where they just post all these, like, old, like, punk rock shows and stuff from, like, all over New Jersey. Yeah. And they're big wrestling fans. And they watch, like, the Acid Cup and stuff, and they hit me up on Instagram. We're like, hey, we know you're big into, like, the hardcore scene and punk and stuff, and you were. Could you make us a playlist? And we're going to feature you as, like, a featured playlist. And they do that, like, every, like, 2 weeks or something. And it's mostly just, like, big bands from New Jersey. Like, and, like, the singers get featured or whatever. And, yeah, I get to do one. And then I literally just made it, like, all of, like, my favorite songs. And then, like, all of my friends' bands from, like, when I was in college and stuff. Just, like, giving everybody the rub. Like, yeah, everybody should listen to these guys because I did 10 years ago. But, yeah, I like to, like, support my friends and stuff. So
it's awesome. Well, where can people find that? Like, is that going to be on Instagram, or where will they be able to?
They will be posting on Instagram. It's not up right now, but if you want to follow them, they are. What is their IG handle? It's New Jersey Hardcore. They actually just posted a show today. It was Newfound Glory from a firehouse in New Jersey, 1999. Pretty cool post.
Wow! Oh, I got to check that out. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Check those guys out. Go to Next Fit Clubs, NextFitClubs. If you guys want, we post free yoga workouts every morning with Coach Jamie, and then 12:30 in the afternoon we do live classes that you can join on our Instagram Live. If you got, like, just a set of dumbbells lying around your house, you could jump in. They're, like, kick-ass workouts and stuff, and they're completely free. You have the option to donate. You don't have to, but, you know, the more people that support our gym and stuff and get us out there, you know, the better. So
absolutely.
Support them. Support my gym. Support the LVAC, like, small businesses and stuff. They're going to, you know, struggle way more than I am through this, so.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm down for the yoga for sure, but unfortunately my 12:30s are spoken for now. As I just today, a new show began on Instagram, Gritty
Poker Room Live.
Oh, if only. Don't toy with my emotions like that. No, Gritty. Philadelphia Flyers mascot has a 15-minute show on Instagram today. I spent 18 minutes today watching Gritty play Jenga.
That's awesome. He posted, so you have to watch the Tiger King first, and then after you watch the Tiger King,
I'll send you his
Tiger King parody video. Did you see that?
Yes.
I fucking love Gritty.
Gritty is the best. Gritty and Pokeroo.
And I remember when he came out, everybody's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And he got,
like, people were mad.
Yes. And, like, the penguin made fun of him. And he's like, sleep with one eye open, bird. And everyone was like, yeah, okay. He's amazing. Gritty's the best. Gritty is the best. I have a Gritty shirt. And it was, like, the hardest thing in the world to find in Philadelphia. It was ridiculous.
Really? Why? Because they're all sold out?
They're all sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. I went all over last winter, last December when I was down. And I finally found one in store, and it was literally the last shirt they had. And I was, that's it. It was meant to be. I am like, I gotta meet Gritty. He is like, Gritty, Pokeroo, and Carlton the Bear, the Leafs mascot, who I recently just met, I guess probably a month or so ago at a Leaf game. I finally got to meet Carlton, and it was like, made my life. Maybe that's like, my life peaked, and then, you know, the virus and everything happened, so my life peaked with meeting Carlton. yeah, Gritty. Anyways, though, thank you so much for hanging out and for talking, and just for all this. Yeah, is there anything else that, you know, you'd like to get in a few words about, like, you know, send people in the direction of, or
Instagram
like that?
At BigWigNJ. Twitter at NEOSHOOTER at NeoShooter. I don't know. Go check those out. I'm somewhat active on Twitter. Instagram, it's more me posting stories and shit, but I don't know. If you guys just want to talk, just fucking hit me up. I got nothing going on in the afternoon, so I'll talk to anyone.
Exactly. Especially hockey and curling. Hockey and curling.
If you have a sports podcast, get me on there, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Until this one officially transitions over.
Yeah, wrestling podcast I might have to think about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of a like a red X there, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you again. This has been like such a fucking blast. This has just been awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, all of the episodes are going to be up now. They are at anchor.fm/pantsless radio. And I think I'm going to be putting up some old interviews and stuff up there too, because I just have like a ridiculous cache of interviews and that I'm sitting on, and I might as well put them somewhere so people have something to do.
If you are a wrestling fan, make sure you get the IWTV app, download that, because they're fucking just streaming wrestling shows like nonstop. And of course, you can go on there and see past like GCW shows, CCW shows, all that shit that I'm on. The Acid Cup Night 1 and 2 is on there. Me and Shane Mercer have a fucking sick match on Night 1.
That ends up with a messed up shoulder.
Yeah. But download that. Support Jerry's business. That's fucking his thing. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the recommendations to ask for. Or what's a great streaming service? What's a great app?
There you go. IWTV. Download it. And there's so much wrestling on there. You could... I mean, I don't watch all of it, but there's so much wrestling on there. You could probably just make it through the entire quarantine and still have wrestling left. Like, if you watch wrestling 24 hours a day.
There you go. I think that is probably the best way to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back with another episode of the all-new sports podcast, Pantsless Radio.
Nice.